With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A 46-year-old man extradited from the U.S. is charged with manslaughter and cruelty to a child. The charges are in relation to an incident on November 29, 2015, when 14-year-old Risco Batten drowned on an outing to South Sound, supervised by Bonaventure personnel. As we reported on Radio Command previously, 46-year-old Larry Leavers was a supervisor at the home who took a group of boys on the trip along with another supervisor. Mr. Leavers left Command for Jamaica and then went to the U.S., where he was detained and eventually extradited back to Cayman. A grand court judge discharges a jury in the trial of three drug smugglers facing gun charges. Here's Radio Cayman's Andrew Harris with the details.
Oswald Walker, Owen Reed, and Fitzroy Hottie have all denied possession of a Smith & Wesson revolver. The gun was recovered from a package of ganja, which was seized when officers caught the men offloading more than 200 pounds of illegal drugs. The five-day trial was plagued with numerous delays due to more legal matters, the specifics of which Radio Cayman is not allowed to report on. The defense counsel raised an abuse of process application, claiming their defendants would not be able to get a fair trial if the matter was allowed to proceed. The judge acceded to the application, discharged the jury, remanded the men into custody, and set a new trial date. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
All three men have been convicted of possession of illegal drugs. Police are asking for the public to help them identify two men who tried to break into a property on January 3rd. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
Officers responded to the report of burglary in the Fairbanks area of Georgetown. The perpetrators were described to the police as two tall, slim-built males wearing light-colored t-shirts and long pants who had tried to gain entry to the property but were unable to do so. Detectives have obtained CCTV footage of the males in the Fairbanks area, and the RCIPS is releasing a picture of these individuals in order to seek the assistance of the public to identify them. We've posted the photos online on the Radio Cayman Facebook page and on our website at www.radiokayman.gov.ky. Anyone with information on the identity of the men in the footage, you're encouraged to contact the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222 or email Sean, that's S-H-A-U-N dot Anderson at rcips.ky. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Also, anonymous tips can be provided directly to police. They have a confidential tip line set up. The number is 949-7777. You can also leave a tip online. If you would prefer, you can use the Miami-based call center of Crime Stoppers. That number is 800-8477 or 800-TIPS.
As you know, Stingray City Sandbar is a designated wildlife interaction zone where visitors are allowed.
There's a new video out that explains why it's so important to use safe handling practices when interacting with Cayman's underwater wildlife. Radio Cayman's Chorus Lee Fuller speaks with the Department of Environment's John Bothwell about new guidelines for businesses, residents, and visitors.
Recently issued new stingray and starfish handling guidelines. They were passed by the National Conservation Council as guidelines to how the law will be enforced. Right now, all stingrays, all starfish, in fact, all elasmobranchs and echinoderms are completely protected in Cayman waters at all times, which means, you know, no handling them. But obviously, we know we have Stingray City in the sandbar and then what I'd like to call Starfish Point, where people do go to interact with these animals. And so we need to balance the protection of the animals versus this enjoyment of them. And that's what the guidelines allow us to do by making it very clear what is allowed and what is not allowed.
How prolific of a problem is this?
It's not a prolific problem. Most people are very good. The challenge is that both the stingrays and the starfish are fairly tough animals. So it can seem to somebody who's handling them like they're not really hurting them. But over time, that cumulative stress can build up on the animals. You know, no one's sort of deliberately trying to hurt them, but it's just sort of loving them through misunderstanding. So we're putting those rules out there to make it very clear what you can and can't do. Same thing with the starfish. The rules for both animals basically come down to don't lift them out of the water and don't overbend them to a great extent, and then everybody can continue to have a good time.
What are you guys going to be doing to police this situation?
Our conservation officers, although they police the entire country all the time, we try to have somebody in the North Sound every day because it's such an important place. But obviously they're checking all of these areas plus for other poaching activity. So if anybody does see anything happening, say at the sandbar, that they think is improper, simply give us us a call on 949-8469 or VHF Channel 16, and our officers will respond. Anybody who wants to see what the guidelines are saying can download a copy from our website, www.doe.ky.
You can also head to the Radio Cayman Facebook page for a link to the Guy Harvey Research Institute and DOE's new video about the new guidelines. Just in time for World Sleep Day, Health City completes more than 700 sleep studies designed to help improve patients' quality of life. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
When sleep fails, health becomes a slippery slope. Health City conducted 750 sleep studies to determine whether patients may or may not be suffering from a sleep disorder.
We've had people coming in with multiple complaints. People, of course, presenting with obvious symptoms of sleep apnea. We have people who have presented as, you know, just having poor quality sleep or insomnia. And we have done sleep studies for multiple indications. Some people who required insomnia, you know, had insomnia but had more complicated symptoms or suspicion of other disorders, we've done sleep studies for them.
The studies were conducted at the Health City Sleep Lab, as it is known, which allows patients to stay overnight in a comfortable hotel-like environment with a private room and bathroom. HCCI's sleep medicine team then analyzes the patient's sleep utilizing a painless test. Head of the sleep disorders team at HCCI, Dr. Archita Joshi Bhatt, says unfortunately, only about 10% of people suffering from sleep disorders receive appropriate treatment.
And most of them don't even realize they have a problem. Even minimal sleep loss can take a toll on one's mood, energy, and ability to handle stress. Sleep problems can hinder daily functioning and can lead to accidents. In fact, a lot of road traffic accidents are attributed to sleep deprivation, and they can become chronic. A person's long-term health can be adversely impacted.
Dr. Archita says it's been a great experience, and the studies have proven to be quite useful.
A great experience to reach out and to be able to help people who really were not even aware they had a problem. But it's been a good learning curve for us, where we've realized, we've reinforced what we read in literature, and we've been able to reinforce our information that people are really unaware of what kind of sleep disorders they may have. And sometimes we surprise ourselves with the amount of data we find on the sleep study. So it has been a rich experience, both for us, and I think we've been able to help a few people on the way.
To mark World Sleep Day, the hospital offered up free tours of the sleep lab and free screening assessments. Dr. Archita says they're ready, willing, and able to help patients with sleep disorders regain health and restorative sleep. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
The third annual Pretty on the Outside fundraiser hosted by the MS Foundation is tomorrow night at the National Gallery.
This year we're doing things a little bit differently. So we've got guest speaker Ardra Shepherd coming in from Canada, and she's a blogger and she also has MS. So she puts into perspective the life of somebody with MS, but she's got a comical way of writing about it.
Ms. Christian set up the MS Foundation after being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis herself. Alyssa became aware of a large community of MS patients in Cayman and knew something had to be done. So what else is on for tomorrow night?
We'll draw the winner of our 50-50 raffle that's still going on. And then we will premiere our short film that we've created with Jason Kennedy called Invisible, which just highlights the different points of view of MS, so medical, patient, support system, the board. And the goal of that really is to get people to see people who have MS as being human.
The proceeds will benefit the MS Foundation of the Cayman Islands and support their mission to help local patients get access to vital medical care and wellness support. For more information, you can visit them on Facebook. Time now for a check of the day's financial news. Here's Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego.
The closing prices of local stocks are provided by Cayman National Securities. CUC's common stocks closed at $15. Cayman Water Company closed at $13.39. Greenlight Reinsurance Company closed at $10.94. And Cayman National Corporation closed at $4.05. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 138 points to close at 25,848. The NASDAQ up 57 points to close at 7,688. The S&P 500 up 14 points to close at 2,822, and the Financial Times 100 Index in London up 42 points to close at 7,228. The three most active issues in New York today were General Electric, down 3% to close at $9.96, NIO Inc., down 5% to close at $5.71, and Bank of America, down 54% to close at $29.30. In commodities, gold closed at $1,302.20, silver at $15.29, $1.29, platinum at $830.30, and oil at $58.38 per barrel. In foreign currencies, euro closed at 1.13, pound sterling at 1.32, yen 111.42, Canadian dollar 1.33, and the Jamaican dollar closed at 124.68. In other local news, HSM's newest associate, Shula Sparrow, has been called to the Cayman Islands Bar. Shula's admission was moved by HSM partner Ian Lambert, who summarized her qualifications for Justice Richard Williams. Shula hails from England and has substantive experience in commercial and civil litigation. Shula will be assisting HSM's debt solutions practice, acting for banks, strata corporations, and other leading businesses. Managing partner, Hugh Moses.
Shula's wide range of litigation experience will undoubtedly be an asset to our clients who are seeking solutions in respect of debt recovery. We're proud to have her as part of the HSM team.
That's a wrap on your financial report for this hour. I'm Shanda Gallego.
Thank you for joining us for Radio Cayman's Evening News. I'm April Cummings.